you doing, Victoria?
Good. We got a decent crowd for Lowell, huh, for the first time?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Hang on. Tell me how exciting it is.
Hi, we're talking to Victoria Forberg from One Lowell.
Yeah, this is a really great day for us. It's the first time we've ever had an immigrant rally in the city of Lowell, at least as long as I've been here. And I just think it's great. It's really exciting that we've had such a good turnout. And that, you know what else is exciting? Is like there's Latinos and there's, you know, Anglos and there's Asians and there's Africans. And it's just great.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Sofon.
No Brazilians?
Oh, there's Brazilians too. Yeah, sorry. How could I forget Brazilians? So it's just really great.
Okay, what's this all about, though?
This is about the immigrants. Okay, as you know, right now in the legislature, there's a lot of different bills that are both for and against giving immigrants access to a green card as well as to citizenship. And this is what this is about. It's saying, hey, we're here. We're working hard. This is a country of immigrants where everybody came over for this, you know, for varying reasons, but to flee persecution, for economic opportunities, for all kinds of different things. And we've been able to absorb everyone into this wonderful country that we have. And that's what these people want too.
We're talking to Maria Lopez, and she's here. Why?
I am here because I'm here in support of my fellow immigrants. I am a U.S. citizen. I'm from Puerto Rico, but I support immigration reform, and there should be a middle ground so that the people already here, they are our friends. They are our friends' family. They need to have some kind of support so that they don't have to leave to a country that they probably never even knew. If they came here very young, and why not give them the opportunity? I'm sure that more than half of America is composed of immigrants, whether legal or not.
I'm talking to Father Ramon.
Hi, how are you? I'm Rich from St. Anne's Episcopal Church here in Lowell.
What's going on here?
Well, you know, I first of all, I'm a pastor. I've got a congregation with a number of people who were not born in this country. And not only that, I personally wasn't born in this country. I was 13 years old when I left Cuba in 1961. And my mother and the rest of my family were reunited with me 6 years later. And we've had wonderful care and benefits. Initially, when we came here from the government, we were able to get our citizenship, and I'm just here to support the rest of the people whom I hope will be able to accomplish the same thing we were able to accomplish.
Okay, thank you, Father Ramon.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, Dan.
My name is Narita.
And why are you here?
Yeah, why I'm here? Because I just want them to support them also. And another point, just want to give them voice, to help them making voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now, are you an immigrant?
Yeah, I am.
From where?
From Cambodia. I still handle asylum status.
Okay, we're talking to
Savannah Poof.
And why are you here, Savannah?
I'm here to support the immigrants within the nation, and I'm from UTEC, and I'm here to help them out.
And what is UTEC?
UTEC is a youth center in downtown Lowell, serving youth between 13 and 20 years old. It stands for United Teen Equality Center.
How many people do you think are here?
For the whole place, I think like around, looks like around 100 to 150.
That's what everybody else thinks. So, you know, is there a problem with immigrants? What's going on?
I don't think there's a problem with immigrants. I think the immigrants are here to help us out, help the nation out, and today is a day for them to show to the nation that we are important people here and that we can be here to help out the economy. So we just want to show everybody that we're a big part of the community.
Are you an immigrant?
Yes, I am. I was born in Thailand. And I moved to the United States when I was like 1 year old. But I wasn't necessarily born here, so I'm an immigrant.
My name is Jose Perez, Jose Antonio Perez. I'm here because I'm trying to help, you know, all my people. I got family too, are immigrants. So we're trying to get ready united because this country is made of each and different kind of people, especially Guatemalans, you know, Mexicans, Dominicans, Colombians, and Brazilians. So all those people help this country, you know, to raise it up. So hey, why not? Everybody should be treated the same, equal.
What country is your family from?
From Guatemala. Most of our life, we've been here. We live here, most of our countries. So, you know, you should be treated equally. So nobody should be less than us or more than us.
My name is Gordon Ham, and I live in Law. I come from Ghana. I'm here with my family. I have a wife and I have three boys.
And, you know, why are you here today?
Well, I'm here for the cause. For everybody here to be citizens of USA, and I know we have a lot to contribute. So it is very important that I'm here to show my support, and I think that's why I'm here.
Now, there's a fairly rapidly growing African community here in Lowell. Now, do most of these people work?
Yes. I would say most of us do work. And as a matter of fact, we have 2 or 3 jobs. So we work very hard. We pay taxes. We are very law-abiding citizens of greater law. And we contribute a lot.
A lot of the hospitals and nursing homes and homes for the elderly have staff that are African, I've noticed. Is that true?
Yeah, it's very true. Most of the Africans do work at nursing homes, elderly homes, and agencies as well. I do work at Lifelinks, which is an agency that support people people with disabilities. And we do a lot. We do offer a lot, and we work very, very hard. And we just want to be part and parcel of this great nation.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. Now, you're part of an organization?
Yes, I belong to the Elio Church, and also I'm very active in the community. I'm the second vice president of the Ghana Association in Greater Boston.
We want justice. My name is Gus Warrior. I live in Lowell, Massachusetts. Yep.
And you were saying we want justice. What did you mean by that?
I see a lot of injustices when it comes to the treatment given to immigrants in this country. I have observed that the people of this country have neglected immigrant community in that they fail to realize the contribution immigration made to the society. They work hard, they pay taxes, and some of these people have kids here, they cannot go back home. And one reason I'm here, the main reason I'm here is that most of these immigrants cannot see healthcare, you know, services because they feel that when they go out there for medical treatment, they will be apprehended by the immigration and they stay here with diseases, and this is very detrimental to this country. This issue of immigration have to be addressed because these people are really contributing to this society in some way.
Are you an immigrant?
Yeah, I'm from Liberia originally. Yeah.
And do you work here in Lowell?
Yeah, I work in Lowell. I work 2 jobs. This is why I'm here. The immigrant works so hard and pay taxes in this country. I work 2 jobs.
Yeah, what kind of work do you do?
I provide security for South Station in Boston, and I work with people with mental disability.
I'm Chip. I'm with Coalition for a Better Acre.
And you were saying that we want justice. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that on today, on May Day especially, it's really important to understand that it's a celebration of the workers of the world, and that means international. And when speaking in international terms, it means inclusive to everybody. And the way things are run in this country, to make the resolution they want to pass to make it a felony to cross the border, I don't think that's justice.
And we're talking to Joy Cushman. She's with us at the Merrimack Valley Project. What is the Merrimack Valley Project?
It's a regional organization of faith congregations and labor unions who work together to get affordable housing and better jobs in the Merrimack Valley.
And why are you here then?
We're here, first of all, just because MVP stands for the basic dignity of human beings, no matter where they come from, but also because we've been working a lot on issues that affect immigrants, work issues. There are a lot of immigrants in the Merrimack Valley who work as temporary workers with no benefits and no job security, so we've been working on issues like that.
What's going on here today, then?
Well, this is just to say to the city of Lowell that the people of Lowell, the congregations of Lowell, support the immigrants of the city.
I come here for help for all immigrants because no is criminal. It's only coming for work in United States and liking because it's nice country.
Where are you from?
Colombia.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And what's your name?
My name is Miriam.
Okay. El pueblo unido jamás será
vencido. El pueblo unido. Oh, my name is Marcia Strauss.
And why are you here, Marcia?
Because I'd like to support the immigrants in this country. I think this country was built on immigrants and continuing to be built on immigrants, with immigrants coming from all different parts of the world just to add to the beauty of the melting pot.
And are you an immigrant?
Yes, I am.
And where are you from?
Brazil.
How long have you been here, Marcia?
24 years.
Uh-huh.
If they stop and deport everybody, lots of business will close, lots of taxes will be lost, and a vital section of this country will shut down.
The people united will never be defeated. El pueblo unido
jamás será. I'm talking to Chris Tilley and Lenore Azaroff. They both come from the University of Massachusetts Lowell. Why are you folks here? What's going on?
Well, first of all, almost everybody here in the United States is descended from immigrants. My grandparents came over from Italy, Germany, Wales, and so it's part of the history of the United States. But I think more specifically, there's an implicit deal that's being broken. The implicit deal is you come, you work hard, you become part of the country. And the kinds of laws like the Sensenbrenner Law are saying, no, we brought you here under that deal, but the deal's off. Now we're going to kick you out. And I just think, you know, that's wrong. And all the emphasis on it's illegal, it's legal. That was basically the deal. It's the same basic deal that our grandparents and great-grandparents came over on, and that deal should stand.
And Lenore, why are you here? And what's going on?
Well, we're all immigrants. My grandparents were immigrants. My stepfather's an immigrant. And anytime any of us buys food in a store or wears clothes or lives in a house, we're all benefiting from all the hard work that immigrants do. So it doesn't make any sense to divide us up and pretend like we have to attack other people because they're immigrants. And we all need to work together to get better wages, better jobs, better world.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, can I add one more thing?
Okay, we're talking to Chris Tilley.
Yeah, no, just one more thing is that I think sometimes the history gets forgotten, so that, you know, pretty much all of us came here from immigrants, and if you look back 100 years ago, what was happening with immigrants then? There was a lot of illegal immigrants. There was a lot of welfare benefits being offered to immigrants. There was a lot of controversy about whether immigrants should stay and whether they destroy the culture of the United States. A lot of the same things were happening, but the United States got stronger for it. And so I think people sort of say, well, you know, my grandparents came over, but they did it the right way. If they look back at the actual history, a lot of the story is pretty much the same. And it's the story of this country. It's really what makes this country great. And so I hope we'll continue that story.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I saw a sign says that Christopher Columbus was an illegal immigrant. Is that true?
Yeah, I think if you ask the people who were living here then, they'd pretty much say, yeah, that was true.
From the streets of New York City, across the ocean and beyond, people from all nations create a common bond. With our conscience as our weapon, we are witness to the fall. We are simple, we are brilliant, we are one and we are all. Here I go, bound for freedom. May my truth take the lead. Not the preacher, not the Congress, not the millionaire, but me. I will organize for justice. I will raise my voice in song, and our children.